Well, hello and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And this is Michael Wolfeld, naturopath. I'm the staff naturopath for Purium Health Products. And I'm always happy to let everyone know that Purium is one of the few companies that actually has a staff naturopath, a part of the company. And I am available to answer any and all questions. If I don't know the answer, I will certainly do my best to look up and investigate and find out what the answer might be. So tonight, the topic is Start Life Anew and Continuing Transformation for Life. Now, I am a great believer, always have been, that transformation is one of those kind of words that is ongoing. Many people started our cleanse program, our transformation, with the idea of losing some weight. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. That's great. We presently are one of the most overweight and obese societies in the world. And so anyone who's trying to lose weight, God bless them. I think it's wonderful. But what we really are working towards is not just the idea of losing weight that we're going to end up gaining again some other time. In fact, you know, statistics show that the average American who diets has lost and gained over 500 pounds in a 20-year period. That's how many times people go on diets. So we're not talking about dieting. We're talking about lifestyle changes. Now, I would like to start off by reading a really part of a neat inspirational article that was written back in 1935 by a young lady who was actually looking at what she was going to do with her life, whether she was going to become a nun and join a convent, get married, become a school teacher, whatever. So this is what she wrote. Have you a secret ambition? If the choice were given you that this day you might begin life anew, what would you do? Life is offering you that choice. The plastic clay of time is in your hands to mold as you will. Often the seemingly impossible achievement is the most logical one. That you thought you could not do, begin it. Throw off the self-placed shackles of thought habits, which are your only limitations. Hearken to the inner whisper. Life holds happy surprises for them who dig deeply into the well of one's own consciousness. Now, she goes on to say, no goal is attained in a day. But the one thing that is essential is that you start now, not tomorrow, not next week, but you just begin. And this magic moment is the key to the treasure caves of opportunity. Tap the reservoir of your ingenuity whose source lies in the infinite. Take the first step, however small. Your power released will, like the snowball, gather more of itself. And she concludes by saying, life is coaxing, entreating, commanding you to action. This day, become conscious of its urge within you. Break the shell of your limitations. Turn your face to the light and step forth as a risen son or daughter. Now, that's very lofty, but really, it's where we're all hopefully striving to accomplish. What we actually want to do is get to the point where we are in control of our life. Now, many people talk about freedom, freedom of expression, freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That is fine if we're making those choices based on free will. But if we're driving down the road and we see the Baskin-Robbins ice cream sign and we can't help ourselves and we pull in for a triple scoop, we might say, well, yes, I have the freedom to do that. But you don't. You were forced to do that through the power of habit. It's like the alcoholic. It's like the person who uses drugs. Any addiction takes away your freedom. So what we're talking about here is changing our consciousness so that we can start living a healthy, happy life and actually take the center of our awareness away from the rewards that many people have used with food. Many, many of us for many years reward ourselves with a treat. We reward ourselves with some kind of food that we find attractive, delicious, whatever. We sometimes do it under stress. We sometimes do it as a reward. We do it all sorts of reasons. But the reality is we want to get to the point where we are making choices that we know are for our own good. Now, believe it or not, doing this brings the greatest joy of happiness that you'll ever experience. At first, you're going to say, well, gosh, you know, I'm used to this kind of thing. Well, that's the key right there, used to. That is the word habit. And that's what we want to start analyzing so that we make good choices rather than being led around by the nose following the habits that we have created over the years. And if we're not careful, that's exactly what each of one of us will do. And I know you all understand that. When we're tired, when we're stressed, we tend to go on automatic pilot and we do the same kinds of things that we've been doing for years and years, maybe decades. And that's what we want to become conscious of. So, does this mean you don't ever have a Diet Coke? I hope so. I hope everyone who is into Diet Cokes or soda pop will say goodbye to them forever. They have no value whatsoever other than causing trouble. But am I talking about the fact that you should never do something that's fun? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that when you do something, it must be as a conscious choice, not as a habit. And you have to be honest with yourself. No one else is going to be testing you. You got to test yourself. So many people are calling me and asking, well, what do I do now that I'm near the end of the cleanse? Well, basically, you want to have a plan. For those of you who have been doing the transformation cleanse just as it is, I think it's a good idea to maybe switch from doing the power shake to maybe doing the love drink for variety. Some of you might want to rotate and do different things. Maybe do the power shake for 1 month, maybe do the love for a month, maybe do our best of greens. In other words, there's all different choices in terms of that kind of thing. I personally recommend that everyone do one of our vitamin C products every day, especially during cold and flu season, which we are right in the thick of. Those two things, I think, are musts for everybody. I think it's a good idea to continue or add on and use the tropic oil, which is a healthy fat. Coconut oil, extra virgin organic coconut oil, raw butter when it's available, extra virgin organic olive oil, these are good fats. And you want to have good fats. Nut butters are good. Organic almond butter, organic peanut butter, sesame tahini, these are good fats. Avocados are wonderful fat. So there's lots of good foods you can eat. You know, for those of you who are chocoholics, and there's a lot of people who love chocolate. I like chocolate. I'll be the first to admit it. There's good chocolate, and there's chocolate that you want to stay away from. You can actually buy raw cacao, which is raw chocolate. And you can take raw chocolate. It comes in nibs, like little chunks, and it also comes in a powdered form. You can take that and mix it with a little raw honey. you can mix it with a with you can take a date and smush it up and mix that together. There's lots of things that you can do that are quite healthy and quite tasty that you will actually find are much tastier than a Chips Ahoy cookie or a donut, you know, or any other piece of garbage that has no nutritive value and is guaranteed to cause disease. It's amazing how many tasty things you can come up with. But the trick is you have to be conscious. This is what I really want to get into your consciousness, is get into your thoughts, is become aware of what you're doing and don't do something on automatic pilot. If you do that alone, you will be successful. There's no doubt about the fact that for those of you who are living in a cold climate, having some warm food once you get off of the fast is helpful. You know, a nice warm soup is good. You know, a baked potato, these kinds of things are very nice because they're warm. But no matter where you're living, you want to strive towards having 50% of your diet minimum to be raw. That's another reason why the Love product is good, because the Love is a raw product. It's enzyme active, just like our kamut, just like our barley juice. So you want to consume living raw foods. So eating fresh fruits and vegetables is important. We actually sprout things and have them for breakfast, like we sprout barley, grain, and wheat, and let them sprout and mix them in a blender with some, you know, some peanut butter, some honey, maybe a banana, and it's actually quite delicious. It's got a lot of enzymes and a lot of nutrients, and it's live. It's living. For those of you who have access to raw dairy products, raw dairy, especially if you make yogurt out of it, is wonderful food. We have raw yogurt with a raw egg in it every morning, and that's very, very filling and quite delicious. Now, you want to make sure the eggs are organic, and you want to make sure the milk is organic, preferably grass-fed. If you do not live in California, in Florida, in Washington State, and in Oregon, you can buy raw milk in many natural product stores. The rest of the country, you cannot, but you can buy them directly from a farm. And so if you go to realmilk.com, click on the state you live in, click on where to buy, and then click on the state you live in, and look and see if there's anything near you. That's a great way to access raw dairy. Raw dairy is a very good way to add some raw food into your diet. So basically, you want to strive to, first of all, go slowly. You know, if you've been doing this for 10 days, you don't want to go eat a huge meal the 11th day. You want to gradually work yourself into adding more raw foods to begin with. And like I said, if you're in a cold environment, you know, making like a vegetable soup, vegetable stew is very nice and very very filling, and certainly you know, warms you up, which is nice. And there's certainly nothing wrong with having some of the herb teas. For those of you that are, you know, that have are coffee drinkers, there's nothing wrong with having organic coffee, but don't have a pot a day. You know, if you like coffee, have a cup, but don't keep drinking it. You know, leave it at one cup, and don't put anything in it. Keep it black. That's the best thing. When you start putting milk, especially milk and sugar, you change the chemical structure of those things, and that's not good. So, there's nothing wrong with doing some things that you enjoy. What you want to stay away from, as I've said and I will continue to say, is you want to stop doing anything on automatic. That is what gets us in trouble. Not only eating, but living. You know, it gets us in trouble with our friends. It gets us in trouble with how we work. It's habits are wonderful for helping us save time. Can you imagine if every time you put on your shoes, you had to relearn how to tie a bow. Or think that every time you put on a shirt or a pair of pants that has a button, that you'd have to relearn how to make the button go through the hole. Because we all learned this at one time. So habits like that are very excellent. I mean, just think of how long it would take you to floss your teeth if you had to start from scratch each time. So there's no doubt about the fact that habits are wonderful. They save time. But it's a two-edged sword. The habit that helps you tie your shoes and the habit that makes you grab the bag of Chips Ahoy cookie at the grocery store aisle, it's the same habit. It's the same power. But one helps you and the other one hinders you. How do you know the difference? You stay ahead of the habit. You become conscious. And this is what this woman was saying in this article. You know, begin it. Begin the process of becoming aware of what you do. Now, you'll notice as you do this, it will become fun. I catch myself all the time doing things, starting to do things I don't want to do. You know, like getting irritated. Like talking too loud sometimes. There are all sorts of things that we constantly are facing. And it's actually enjoyable to make a game out of it. You know, not to become tense and upset about it, or you know, even if you do the same stupid thing 4 days in a row, you don't criticize yourself. You just say, okay, well, that's not what I want to do. You know, and make a note of it. Make a mental note. Say, all right, that's not the activity that I want to participate in, no matter what it is. You know, whether it be getting irritated at someone or grabbing something that you know you shouldn't be eating. You know, and if you stop yourself before you eat it, that's wonderful. But even if you eat it, it's not the end of the world. The end of the world is if you don't even notice you've eaten it. That's really bad. Okay? But if you notice you do something and you've already done it, don't condemn yourself. Don't even get mad at yourself. Just simply say, okay, how did I end up doing this? Analyze it so that you can short circuit that activity so it doesn't happen the next time. That's really what it's about. The whole game of life is just simply starting again. A wise person once said, and I think it's classic, the difference between a saint and a sinner is that the sinner gave up and the saint kept picking himself up every time he made a mistake. And I like that. It really rings very powerful. And that's what we're all trying to do. Because I will guarantee you that unless, you know, you are exceptionally strong-willed and you've already gotten everything together, you will more than likely discover over time, and I hope it's not too often, but that you will find that every once in a while, because you're either in a hurry or, you know, whatever, you've gotten yourself stressed out and you find yourself doing something, especially food-wise, or, you know, stress-wise. And stress will kill you quicker than eating the wrong food. Stress is bad. Okay, so if that's a habit you have, you really want to analyze that one. And I'm going to have a call on that maybe in a couple of weeks, because that's a big problem that many, many people suffer from. It's very contagious, and some of us actually think that If we're not feeling stressed when we're doing something, then something's wrong. Well, that's exactly the opposite. It's perfectly correct if we're not stressed. And so the most efficient we can be is to be calm, because when we're calm, we can tap into our intuition and our true knowledge. And very rarely will we make an incorrect judgment or a mistake if we're calm. If we're nervous, if we're hurried, if we're stressed, and we make a decision under any of those kind of conditions, more than likely we'll make a mistake. It's as simple as that. So that's really the take-home message for all of us who are beginning a new life. And I hope that all of you who are doing and have done the transformation program, the cleanse or without the fiber product, that I hope you'll use it as a springboard to truly start life anew. Because if you do that, you've really been successful. The worst thing that anyone can do is treat this like another diet. And now that it's over, okay, we're going to go back and do the best we can, but, you know, well, if we, whatever, okay? And statistics and medical information and studies actually point out, and this is an interesting statistic, but it makes sense. It's actually healthier to stay overweight than it is to be the yo-yo. And the yo-yo is someone who loses 20, gains 17, loses 22, gains 30. You know, this up, down, up, down. It's very, very, very hard on the body. And it's harder on the body than just simply being overweight, which is not good on the body either, okay? But I'm just saying, from a standpoint of comparisons, what you don't want to do is get into the roller coaster. You want this to be the end. This should be the last diet that you ever participate in. Now, I want to share with you one testimonial. I won't mention her name. But this is a woman that was definitely overweight, and she is still on the program, and she's lost a good amount of weight. And she's actually decided, just talked to her the other day, and she's decided that she's going to sign up for a nutrition class online because she wants to learn more about not only for her own self and edification, but she wants to be able to help other people. Now, this is someone who didn't come to doing the transformation because she was healthy to begin with. She wasn't. She was overweight. She had some health problems. And she's not out of the woods totally yet either. None of us are, you know. But the point is that not only is she using this as a springboard for her own better life, she's using this as a springboard to change her actual way of living so that she can be a good influence on other people and help them with their health issues and nutrition questions. Now, to me, this is success. This is my kind of success story. And, you know, the first time we talked, the concern was, well, you know, I've lost a bunch of weight, but I've sort of hit this plateau. And so I said, you know, and it was a question of, I've had this conversation with many people, actually. And people can get very discouraged, understandably. And so I always ask the question, I said, well, first of all, I suggest you put the scale away. Don't get on it every day. You know, once a week, once every 10 days, once a month is more than adequate. Now, of course, I realize people doing this transformation with the contest and all, that's fine. But don't get on it every day. So I start asking questions. I say, like, well, let's look at the positive things. Have you noticed anything different with your with the way you feel or your body or anything else? And almost invariably, I've had several people tell me, in fact, three people have told me, and I think it's interesting that these are people of different ages, but these are all people that hit a plateau. They lost a bunch of weight, and then they just went flat, couldn't lose any more, and got really frustrated and said, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, let's change the subject. Let's talk about, well, how are you actually feeling? Have you noticed anything different? And every single one of these people pointed out, to my surprise and their own, in fact, the first lady said, well, you know, now that you mention it, I realized yesterday I ran up a flight of stairs without stopping, and I haven't done that in 20 years. Because usually I have to stop three or four times just to catch my breath. And I went all the way up without having to miss a beat. And of course, as this person was saying that, you could see them smile over the phone. That's success. That means that you're getting healthier. When you reach the plateaus and you stop losing, don't worry about it. What you want to be concerned about is health. You want to feel healthy, so as you get healthier and healthier, you'll find that your body will attain the perfect weight for you, and that's all that matters. Many people I've talked to end up telling me a month or even 2 months later, after they stopped looking at their scale, that they actually ended up being at a weight that was very comfortable for them. And it was different than what the one that they had put as a numerical goal. Because when they started putting clothes on, they started looking themselves in the mirror, they realized, oh, this is a good weight. And they felt healthy, and that's the important part. And they were making considerable changes in diet and lifestyle. And most importantly, these people broke habit patterns that had been around for years, possibly decades. And that's what we're looking for. So friends, the take-home message is, eat as much raw food as you can. Chew your food extremely well. Always eat in a relaxed environment. Soft music is fine. Don't eat while you're watching the news. In fact, I would suggest don't ever watch the news. It's not news. It's just gossip. If you can't eat in a relaxed environment, don't eat then. Wait until you can be relaxed. And most importantly, make not only eating, but life a conscious decision. And you will find happiness expanding to great limits. Feel free and call me anytime, 800-962-5433. And of course, you can always email me at askphbdoc@gmail.com. And I'm here to help any way I can. And like I said, if I don't know an answer, I will certainly try and find it. So thanks for listening. Take good care. We'll see you in a couple weeks. God bless, and bye for now.